Americans will spend nearly $200 million this year on athletic apparel designed to keep them dry, even through the most intense workouts. One brand, Under Armour, is dominating the market. The company is the creation of a former University of Maryland football player fed up with changing his sweat-soaked T-shirts during practice. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
At 31, Kevin Plank's team sport days are over, but competition is in his blood. I met up with him for an early morning run. He's training for the Baltimore Half Marathon, and his goal is to finish the race in less than 2 hours. Decked out in black Under Armour pants and a top, he's a running advertisement for his products. The clothes are made of a swimsuit-like material, and the fit is snug, like a second skin.
So how you feeling now? That apparel's still working?
This product is wicking moisture as fast as I can talk. It's keeping me lighter, it's keeping me cooler. It's doing everything it's supposed to do. I'm still just worried about my 13 miles.
Speed has never been Plank's forte, and back in college during the early 90s, this fullback realized staying dry could cut precious time off his 40-yard dash. So during his senior year, as his teammates entertained offers from the NFL, Plank got to work designing a replacement for the cotton T-shirt, one that would keep moisture off the body.
Made up about 7 samples, took them back, tried them out on my teammates at the University of Maryland. Feedback was it was great, realized that had a good enough idea to go to market with. So I got my car, drove up to 34th and 7th Avenue, parked my car up in New York City, started walking around and figured the best place to learn how to make a T-shirt was probably the garment district.
Within a few months, he had a product line, but sales were slow. He maxed out credit cards and scraped together change for cheesesteak sandwiches as he drove from college to college with unsold boxes of Under Armour clothing in the back of his Bronco.
People used to ask and say, how many teams are you selling? We were selling 8, but you'd tell them 12. You know, you're selling 15, you tell them 20. It was never, by the way, I went broke. Because everybody likes to be around a winner. And it was important to always project that image.
Fixated on that idea of the winner, Plank had a hunch. If he could get his clothing on big league players, it might create the sort of buzz he needed for his brand to take off. So Plank took advantage of something that few, if any, of his competitors had, strong personal ties to pros. His black book was filled with numbers of former prep school and college teammates who were now playing in the NFL, guys like Ryan Wood, who'd been drafted by the Cowboys.
I sent Ryan product and he seeded product in the Dallas Cowboys locker room the year after they won the Super Bowl in 96. You know, then all of a sudden he's best friends with Jake Plummer, and so we send Jake Plummer product, and now he's a starting quarterback for the Denver Broncos. And it's really probably the heart and soul of how and why our company grew.
With these guys displaying the Under Armour logo, a case of viral marketing unfolded. Other athletes wanted what they perceived to be the newest thing. By 2001, teenagers started showing up in stores like Sports Authority asking for Under Armour. And then came television ads.
Playmakers, the season finale, next on ESPN.
This popular new series has been a boon for Under Armour. Many of the actors show up dressed in the apparel. Such high visibility is driving unimaginable demand. The company's sales have shot up 12,000% in the last 5 years.
Hey, fellas. What's up, Paul?
Hey,
doing, buddy? Good to see you.
Good to see you.
How you doing? Doing good. Little boy's good.
Plank makes rounds at Under Armour's football field-sized distribution center. He slaps hands and shoots the breeze. 200 people here call him boss, and some, like distribution manager Mike Faithful, are nearly 2 decades older than he is.
It's going to be good. Good month.
How you doing for space?
Doing pretty good. We're going to move the pallets in the aisles.
Plank's face lights to the news that products are being shipped out as fast as they're coming in. Much of the demand is coming from college, high school, and even younger athletes. This month, his employees are racing to fill $10 million in orders.
We're walking through right now. These are our pick aisles. And so what these are all of our A items. These are our most frequently picked products. Right here you've got, for instance, our Style 84 Maroon Medium. This is our loose gear product.
There's not much to distinguish these products from similar ones now being made by everyone from Nike to North Face. But so far, Under Armour is outselling them all. And Plank says in order to expand his 65% share of the compression apparel market, he's got to keep focused on teenagers. Many are still wearing the cotton tee and don't yet have brand name preferences. It's a risky strategy, says Neil Schwartz of the market research firm SportsScan Info. It means relying on the most fickle and fashion-driven segment of consumers.
Well, I think that it is a concern for Under Armour, and it should be for any apparel manufacturer. Fashion and trendiness is a big part of what makes a particular product successful or not successful. So you always have to keep ahead of the fashion curve, so to speak.
Under Armour's answer to this fashion curve challenge is the company's lead designer, a guy named Rafael Pack, who's learned to merge fashion and function.
So I had these made for you in case the chill.
Are these the gloves?
Peck floats past Plank in the hallway. This part of the office is a renovated warehouse with glass walls overlooking the Baltimore Harbor. A team of junior designers trail behind Peck with samples of the latest Under Armour line. New gloves have just come in time for Plank's half marathon.
So we reverse the seams out so the whole glove is seamless. Heat gear palm for sweating. Cold gear for warmth. Reverse cold gear to wipe the sweat and reflectivity when you go for your night runs. And then we've built in sweatband releases so that you can actually wipe the sweat from your brow instead of having to run with a sweatband on as well.
I'm a big sweatband guy, though.
I know you're a big
sweatband
guy.
That's going to be hard on me.
There's not a whole lot of guys that look as good in sweatbands as you do.
So. But it'll be good. Those feel great, though.
Yeah, they're nice. It's a nice little product.
On race day, Plank pulled on these gloves. He started the race fast and then unexpectedly tensed up. But he didn't quit. He rode it out and crossed the finish line in 1 hour and 58 minutes. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.